Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. For service, give them a call at 444-7200. Carlos Griego, we appreciate you, my friend. We are joined in studio this afternoon by Catherine Gardner. She's the administrator and registrar for Calvary College. Hi, Catherine.
Hello. Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
Well, we had snow.
It was
earlier.
So beautiful.
It's all gone.
It was so, well, I still have it at my house.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Are you closer to the mountains?
I'm in Bernalillo.
Oh,
so
okay.
Right off.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. The Calvary Church campus was covered with snow, like the park, the Frisbee Park, and it's all
Isn't it
melted.
Beautiful?
Yeah.
It just puts me in a good mood.
It was nice, yeah. It was very crisp outside,
yeah.
Too, though.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday was horrible.
I know. Yeah, the wind. Well, we're here today talking to people. You have a deadline coming up of December 4th.
Yes.
For registering for Calvary College. And we want really people to understand why Calvary College and all the resources and all the things that are available that you have. So I want to start, Catherine, by saying you personally have taken several courses. It used to be called the School of Ministry.
Yes.
Training up a lot of people. In fact, a lot of former staff people on the church at Calvary.
So many pastors, so many ministry leaders have gone through the School of Ministry. It's been such a great blessing for us, really.
Yeah. And Catherine, there's other people that have gone through the School of Ministry that have planted churches that are not Calvary churches. This is not a Calvary thing.
No.
This is for anybody.
Anybody. Yeah. We're just here to educate. Like Skip's passion, obviously, Pastor Skip, I should say, is educating people, right? So any way we can educate, get people out into the world. If you belong to another church, awesome. That's even better. Like come learn what you need to learn, grow, go, do.
Yeah. Well, and let's give our listeners a little. You've been on the radio a couple times
yes.
with us talking about this, and we really want to emphasize this is a very affordable, kind of some – you're introducing a little discipline and a little structure to learning, which I think is going to be really helpful, and we're going to talk about that. But why did you get involved in taking courses? Why was that something you wanted to do personally?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So I had a journey. It probably similar to a lot of people. I've always wanted to learn more about the Bible. I've tried getting online. I've tried reading books. You know, things just don't get explained to you really well unless you're in a classroom sitting, at least for me. Like, I have specific questions that I didn't have answered. So I've done a lot of Bible studies. I was in 8 years of a women's Bible study, which I love. Like, I will be the first to say I love the women's Bible studies. I had such a great group of women that I did it with. I'm still friends with them. But personally for me, there was something missing inside. You know, I was learning, but there wasn't like a heart change in me. As much as I wanted to see. So I was taking care of my mom. She ended up passing away from cancer. I had been spending a ton of time with her before she passed away. And then when I had that empty void, I was like, okay, this is the time. Because as we all know, when you take something out of your life, something big, and you don't fill it with something good, you could fill it with something bad, right? Mm-hmm. And I certainly didn't want to go down that track. So that's the time I signed up for Calvary College, or I'm sorry, School of Ministry. And just knowing that I'm getting accurate, good, truthful information, it was just a huge blessing for me. That's the motivation for me, too.
Give me an example of a course that you said, hey, this is the course I want to take first.
Well, I think most people in general, for me, I was interested in theology and apologetics. That's something I really wanted to understand because I didn't have a great grasp of that. Through going through SOM in my studies, church history just hit me in the face. Like, I just loved it. And I didn't think I would. I didn't think I was interested in history. I didn't think it was as important to me as apologetics would be. But, man, it just bridges so many ideas and thoughts and together where it makes sense when you are taking theology and you are taking apologetics. You have that background of church history.
Catherine, I want to interrupt, and I'm sorry I'm doing that, but I'm thinking the whole time when I was in high school, I just have to confess, I did the minimum to stay eligible.
Same.
For athletics, right? So I'm thinking, as you're talking about history, that there's a lot of our listeners that are thinking, wow, when I was a student, I wasn't the greatest student. Does that really change now? Do you become more interested because it's more relevant?
I think that depends on you, right? If you're interested in learning, if you have the desire, if you want to grow closer to God, if you want to see changes in your life, yeah, it takes a huge focus of your time and your energy and really wanting to learn. I know in high school I wasn't. In college, I was working full-time, paying for college, trying to get through college, and I just wasn't the best student. So I always thought, maybe I'm not just a good student, but going through school of ministry, now taking the Calvary College courses, like when your heart's in it, when your will and your mind and you want to learn and change and grow, you do it. I mean, I've seen such a huge change in people over the years. It's been such a blessing to be a part of this.
I've had a few people send me emails after you've been on the air. You've been on with Nelson Walker, mm-hmm. Dr. Nelson Walker and Dr. Brian Nixon, mm-hmm. who are two of the teachers, two of the professors with
yes.
Calvary College, highly qualified
oh,
to teach
sure.
these courses and really interesting, but different styles. Mm-hmm. And you'll get a chance to talk about that in a minute. But I've had people tell me, okay, well, Jim, while you're talking to people on the air, tell us the website, because we want to be able to go on our phones or we want to go on our computer
okay.
and look at the website while they're listening to the radio. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
You can go to calvaryabq.college.
Yes.
And you can start looking at the course offerings and the things that are going on. Deadline of December 4th.
4th for the applications.
For the applications. Okay. And the courses basically take place in 16-week blocks?
Yes, we're 16-week terms. So,
okay.
Yeah. And we have the online courses. You can take those at any time. If your free time is 3 o'clock in the morning, perfect. Go ahead and take it at 3 o'clock in the morning. So those are very flexible with people's time. If you work, go to school, have a family, the online courses would be a great option for that. People who want the on-site teaching, we have 4 courses now that we're going to offer in the evening only. So a little different from School of Ministry. That was morning only every day. The evening courses are 6:30 to 9:30, so perfect for people who want to get home from work, cook dinner, get their kids started on homework, and then go to class one day a week,
yeah.
2 days a week, 3 days a week.
Well, I want to say, too, you compared it to the School of Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's involved in this is really trying to help people get, I'll call it an accelerated or a deepened education
yes.
when it comes to the Word. But you also want to make it convenient because the School of Ministry was more expensive, huge time commitments. You had to take off of work and be in the facility
yes.
and taking those classes. So everything that we're talking about mm-hmm. has made it really, really accessible.
We have. We've tried to develop it in a way where we listen to people. You know, people said when we had the on-site classes only initially, they said, hey, I need online. I've got this going on. So then we said, okay, let's do online. And then we started out online our very first year, and then we added in the on-site courses. And so we have really equal 50-50 on-site to online. It's just, it's been great. It's been a great opportunity for us. I've really liked it. The courses are cheaper. It's less expensive than, of course, the full-time SOM was. You can take one course, 2 courses, however it fits your schedule. We just try to make it as convenient as possible.
How has taking courses helped you parent your children?
Well, I beat them more. I'm just kidding. I'm really kidding. Please don't come after me like a spider monkey.
No emails.
I am
yeah,
kidding. You, you know, it just, I'll tell you one. Can I tell you about one course that
sure.
I really like?
Yes.
Okay. Spiritual Foundations. We're going to offer that in January. And that was a course that when I took it, it really opened up my eyes a lot because this course is really developed on based on how you relate to God, what that relationship should look like, how God wants that relationship to be. And then once you're relating to God properly in the way that he intended, you start relating to others better, right? So that's going to go into your family. That's going to go into work situations, friend situations, yourself. How do you relate to yourself? How are you relating to yourself properly? So that was a class that really opened up my eyes and showed me how to do things a little bit differently with my family, with my kids, with my friends. We've talked about it before, you know, like 70% of your ministry isn't involved in an office. It's people around you every day that are hurting. And that was one class, that one in biblical counseling, that just really helped me more than I ever thought it would.
And you get in, you have interaction and feedback from other students and the professors.
Yes. So the on-site classes, both Brian and Nelson, Pastors Brian and Nelson, Doctors Brian Nelson, I don't know how to address them, but I just call them B-Nex and Nelson.
There you go.
They are so good. You know, like, they have such different teaching styles, but they are so good in how they involve students. Nelson loves to have his breakout sessions with the students and put them in role playing, and so that you really get a chance to practice what you're learning. It's not just learn all of this and go out on your own and try to figure it out. We put you in situations that are lifelike situations, questions that we get asked at church, situations we get asked at church, and he has them go through it and walk through it. And if there's a way to improve, he'll say, hey, why don't you try it this way? Pastor Brian, he told you more rabbinical teaching style. So he likes to talk, but he will draw you out, right? So he will say, Jim, what about this? What do you think about that? You know, it's just, the on-site is just such a blessing for people who like that connection. And if you can't do on-site, we have the online developed in a way where we have discussion boards. So if you want to ask a question, throw it out there. Students can answer. Teachers can answer. It's just different ways to fit the needs of different people is what we're trying to do.
I'm going to try to make an analogy that has to do with exercise. And I think most people will identify with it, but it could fall on its face totally.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people that in the interest of saving money, they go out and they buy an exercise machine of some kind. I remember the Bowflex.
Oh, yeah, we had that.
It was really popular for a while. But and this is no comment about Bowflex. I'm sure it's a very good machine and everything else. But because it's sitting in a large unused room in your home, typically it becomes a hanger for clothes.
Yeah, laundry.
And it's a drying rack, whatever it is. And people don't use them. They sit there, and it's because they have no accountability. They end up going and getting the gym membership anyway, because there they have somebody pushing them. There they have friends that they have accountability with. They're showing up together. Hey, are you going to work out tomorrow? Yes. Same thing with these classes, wouldn't you think?
I totally agree. When I've tried to study on my own, especially at home, especially being a mom, right, you get distracted in so many different ways. Like, I will sit down to study, and then I'm like, I really have to do that laundry. I really have to do X, Y, Z. And that's me. I'm easily distracted, just so easily distracted. I know a lot of people aren't. I am. Sorry.
Well, you also have children.
Yeah. I mean, I have children. I have so much going on right now.
Sorry, honey. I know you're bleeding, but I've got to finish this.
Yeah, it's okay. As long as you're conscious, you're fine. So I really like the structure of the college. I like taking the tests. I like taking the quizzes, because now I'm gauging whether or not I'm learning. I like being able to ask Nelson, because as I said, I'm going through the college courses too. If I have a question, hey, Nelson, I missed this question. Why did I miss this question? And he is so good about going back and forth with you on it. If you have to ask him 5 follow-up questions, Nelson's available for 5 follow-up questions. He's not the type of instructor that says, you know, figure it out, look it up. He is so passionate about making sure you understand what you're reading and understand what you're doing. So I love that. I love the fact that I have that, and all the students have that. We have 3 different colleges that we work with, 4 really, but and each person from each of those colleges, whenever they send him a direct message, he will get back and answer them right away. And Brian's the same way. Brian and his classes are the same way too. So.
We are in studio this afternoon with Catherine Gardner. She's the administrator and the registrar for Calvary College. Deadline for applications to the college is December 4th.
Yes.
You can go to calvaryabq.college to find out more information. But Catherine, you're also available to talk to people if they have questions, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
How do they get in touch with you?
So they can call me directly. My number is 505-338-3680. They can email me, sorry, at catherine.gardner@calvaryabq.org.
Very good. And we're going to talk about the different types of students. Do you have to live in Albuquerque? You told me you had somebody from Africa. I mean, it's really cool. All the different people that are taking advantage of Calvary College. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecker Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKrekkerLawFirm.com.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and we'll be.
No doubt 2020 has brought setbacks. Ready for your comeback?
You know you're in a crisis when life is overwhelming you. When everywhere you look, there is a problem.
Tony Evans says your past does not need to be your future. Do you agree? Then you'll want a copy of Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback. And with any donation to Star 88 or KNKT in December, you'll get a copy of this dynamic book. You need this book to launch your life into a comeback. Just give a gift to star88.fm or knkt.com. Click under donate, and you'll be helping our station make the end of the year budget. We all need a comeback.
In a crisis, you need to see the living God.
Make a donation at star88.fm or knkt.com under donate and receive Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and ABQ Connect. And I want to read to you a definition of integrity that I love from Ben Lucero. He says, the decisions we make and the actions we take when nobody is watching but the Lord. That's his definition of integrity. I love that. Mm-hmm. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan, be sure and give them a call if you are interested in refinancing or purchasing a home. Their phone number is 836-5700, or you can reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Catherine Gardner with Calvary College in studio this afternoon, and she is trying to encourage people of all ages. Even high school students can take these courses right now.
Yes, sir. We've had some high school students in there. It's been a blessing. Yeah.
Do you have any buzzards like me, people over 60?
I wouldn't say buzzards. Yes, we do have quite a few people that are older, too. We have people with very little education in there. We have people with graduate degrees in there. It's such a great mix. I love it.
My kids call me Buzzard. Dad, you're a Buzzard. You're over 60. So, hey, if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it goes. Catherine, what I want to emphasize to everybody is that you can listen to the archive presentations of your pastor, and you can probably get a lot of great information off of that.
Of course, yeah.
But sitting down and being disciplined to do that and cover topics and have discussions about that, and that being you being joined in that effort by other students, that's really difficult. And so learning in a structured class environment, albeit online or in person, that's something that Calvary College offers.
Yes. Access to ask questions. Again, I've done it both. I've done the online without any kind of accountability And for me personally, it just kind of phased out.
Right.
And with School of Ministry, with Calvary College, it hasn't phased out. If I'm not understanding something, I don't just give up if I can't find the answer. I have resources, the tests, the quizzes, the extra reading material that I would have never known to go read. We have actual files of like some of Skip's personal notes for Revelation. Like, where are you going to find those? You're not going to find those anyplace else. He gave them to us for part of his Revelation course. So we've added that into the college system. It's just, for me, you cannot do much better than having these courses, having the files, having the books, and having the access to doctors to ask the questions. And they're the best at what they do here. I mean, they're awesome.
I want to ask you about a course called Keys to Dynamic Teaching.
Yes.
Because you're not only going to be learning about Bible concepts, but you're going to actually have the opportunity to teach these, maybe identify whether you have a teaching gift, but that could also help you with other things that you're doing, even your job.
Your job, your relationships. Yeah, of course. This is a new class for us. So we've never taught this before in School of Ministry or class. Pastor Nelson has, of course, studied this for years. He's such a great teacher, but it teaches you. Let's say you want to be a ministry leader. Let's say you just want to be a leader in your community, a leader, you know, in your church, in your family. So many different ways to, there's 7 core ways to teach people, I believe, from this course. So it teaches you that. People learn different ways. Some are visual learners. Some have to do. Some just are auditory. It tells you the different ways that people learn, so you can address each of those specific ways. It's just going to be a great course. I'm excited for that. We're also opening that up to some of our ministry leaders here at Calvary too. So that's going to be fun.
Who are these students? Do they all attend Calvary and live in Albuquerque?
No, gosh, we have somebody from Africa that just signed up. So we're excited about that. We've had people from outside of the country, all over the country. It's open to anybody. We're online. So as long as you have internet connection, you can take these classes.
I think it's really exciting. Motivating people though, during this time of COVID, earlier in our first section today, you said when something's taken away,
mm-hmm.
it's important to fill that with something that's positive.
Right.
What a great thing it would be to take courses if you've got some extra time at home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have some extra time even with your children. Maybe you could audit a course with your children.
With your kids, yeah.
Only tough thing is sometimes the kids are a little smarter than the parents. I know that's true in my case.
So we have a few families that are in our courses right now, and it's great to see them doing this together, siblings doing it together, a parent with their kids. You know, and people learn different ways. I know that you and I chatted a little bit yesterday, and even though we're a college course, and very much the college, you know, style of learning, because I'm me and I can't get away from that, I still try to make it as possible, as personal as possible. So with SOM, the way that looked like, and again, we talked about it yesterday, but, you know, some people just run through these courses. We had one gentleman, he is 67. He signed up for the 16-week course, and he finished it in 4 weeks, and he got an A+. I mean, he was just so interested in learning, and he had such an interesting story. He said for all these years, again, he was like 67, he learned the wrong thing to do. And once he became a Christian 3 years ago, all he wanted to do was fill himself with the Word and with God's truth. And so he's been going through the past 2 or 3 years reading every Skip book, going through every Skip lecture that he can find. And so he breezed through this class at within 4 weeks. He finished it all and just got top grades. So we have people like that, and you're just running alongside them, like encouraging them, seeing if they need anything. And then you have people that you actually have to like grab by the hand and kind of drag through a little bit, and it's fine. I mean, that's what I'm here for. That's what I like doing. They need a little bit more help. Some people needed help learning how to register online, and I helped them with that. So we take all kinds here. We're not going to kick anybody away.
Well, I want to say, too, that you have a lot of students that will take courses because they want to personally gain knowledge about the Word. They want to be closer to God mm-hmm. themselves personally. They want to be better parents. They want to be better teachers in their jobs. They want to lead their church family connect group or mm-hmm. something like that. But you also have people that once they get into this, like you mentioned this gentleman who's over 65 years old, mm-hmm. he's gotten so much into it, he may come to you one of these days and go, Catherine, I want to take all these courses, and I'd really like to go to Calvary Chapel College mm-hmm. and get a degree in theology. Can he do that with the courses?
Yeah, so we have an agreement. We have an articulation agreement with Calvary Chapel University. So they have all of our courses in their library of courses. We offer them here. They offer a few of them at a time. But because we have an agreement with them, they take our courses, and you can get credit, college credit for them through Calvary Chapel University. So let's say you start taking two or three courses here, decide you want a degree in, let's say, biblical leadership. You know, then we say, hey, go ahead and contact the registrar there. Let them know that these are the courses you've taken already. Transfer them over there, and then they finish out their degree with CCU. So we have a great agreement with them with that, and we have a great relationship with CCU. I know Veritas has our courses through Pastor Skip as well. They have the Bible from 30,000 Feet courses, and those are accredited through them as well too. So we have different ways for people to get an accredited degree if that's what they want to do, and we can help them with that.
And you actually help them go to the next level, if you will.
Yeah, definitely.
And so anything that you might take it's never a waste because you're learning and you're growing closer.
Yeah.
But if you want it to actually
get a degree, yeah,
contribute to a degree, yeah, mm-hmm. you can absolutely do that. Catherine Gardner, administrator and registrar for Calvary College. You can reach her by going to their website at calvaryabq.college. You can take a look at all the course offerings. Deadline to register is apply.
For application is December 4th.
Okay.
Of course, some slip by and we let them in anyways, you know. So I will take up applications as long as I physically can take them until we get to the point where I just have to say, I can't do this right now. And then the registration deadline is December 11th. So you can still sign up and you don't have to pick your classes yet until December 11th. So you have time to choose those.
Okay. And tell our listeners how they can reach you by phone if they want to call you.
So 505-338-3680 is how you can reach me on the phone, and I will help you with anything you need to help on.
Good stuff. Catherine, thank you for joining us today on
ABQ
Connect.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Again.
All right. And I can't wait to hear the stories about all the things you've learned from this next 16 weeks.
It's going
to
be fun. I'm excited.